Once again, the siren sounds, and the people seem to move closer together, staring up toward the night sky. Off in the distance, we see searchlights.
Searchlights? It must be coming closer.
I'm going down there and get him to open up that door. I don't care what the rest of you think. That's the only thing left to do.
He's right. Come on, let's do it.
Inside the shelter.
Grace is holding tight to Paul. Stockton stands close to the door, listening to the noises from outside as they approach. There's a pounding on the shelter door that reverberates.
Outside the shelter.
Bill Stockton? You've got a bunch of your neighbors out here who want to stay alive. Now, you can open the door and talk to us and figure out with us how many can come in there. Or else you can just keep doing what you're doing and we'll fight our way in there.
Harlow appears and pushes his way through the group and goes over to the shelter door.
Bill, this is Jerry. They mean business out there.
And I mean business in here. I've already told you, Jerry, you're wasting your time. You're wasting precious time that could be used for something else, like figuring out how you can survive.
Why don't we get a big, heavy log to break the door down?
We could go over to Bennett Avenue. Phil Klein has some giant logs in his basement. I've seen them. Let's get one, and we'll just tell Klein to keep his mouth shut as to why we want it.
Let's get hold of ourselves. Let's stop and think for a minute.
Nobody cares what you think, you or your kind. I thought I made that clear upstairs. I think the first order of business is to get you out of here.